This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, it is so good to be in the presence of Almighty God. We come now to... We come now to knowing Jesus in part 21, and we're looking today at Romans, the 6th chapter. Verse 1 says this, to begin this awesome chapter, it says this. It says, well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of His wonderful grace? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Or have you forgotten that when you were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined Him in His death? Verse 4 says, for we have died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. This is titled, if you will, Freedom from Bondage to Sin. Before we came to know who Jesus was, before we came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we were in bondage to sin. We continued to sin. Who were we going to ask forgiveness from? Were we going to say, oh, that lamppost over there, will you forgive me for what I've done? Or that tree, will you forgive me for all the things I've done wrong? No, of course not. All you could do was ask for forgiveness from the person you'd hurt if you felt you wanted to do that. Now, the interesting thing about forgiveness is that in the world, in the secular world, if you go to a psychologist will clearly tell you that if there is unforgiveness of sin, it causes bitterness. Now, we know that. Well, it's the same in the Christian world. Unforgiveness causes bitterness. And not only that, unforgiveness means this: God will not forgive us for the sins we've done. So where Paul is saying, by God's grace, we should be forgiven of sin, well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of His wonderful grace? Grace is God's unmerited favor on our lives. When Jesus came, He brought grace. Of course we shouldn't. But now we have something new. When we sin, and all of us sin and fall short. When we sin, we can be forgiven. And that is amazing. But there's a rider clause to this particular contract, and that is that we forgive others. It's about forgiveness. It's about living in the power of forgiveness. Being free from the bondage of sin. You see, we were tied down with sin. I remember many years ago, when I was about 6 years old, I was in South Wales visiting my grandparents, as I did a lot during the summer. And my grandfather was a pastor of the church down the road. And I'll never forget this. He got me to come up onto the platform while he was preaching about sin and the bondage of sin. I'll never forget it. And he used to wrap me around and around and around with cotton, not cotton wool, with cotton. He literally wrapped me round and round and round with cotton yarn. And he would say to me, go on, try and break out of that. And I would break out of it. Then he would wrap more and more. And he'd say, try and get out of that. And I would break out of it. But then he wrapped me so tightly that I couldn't get out of it. He was showing what sin does when we don't deal with it. Some sins we do and deal with and we say sorry and it's broken. The bondage has gone. But then we get into more and more sin and we get more and more wrapped up into it to such an extent that we can't get out of it. And the only way that we can break free of those chains is to do it with the Lord Jesus Christ and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul goes on to say in verse 4, for we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. We died and were buried with Christ in baptism. When our heads hit that water, we were then buried with Christ in that baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Oh, Father, you are amazing. Verse 6 says this. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. But when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. Are you getting this truth? When we died with Christ, when we asked God to come into our lives, something happened spiritually. It was an amazing thing. Okay, we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Maybe you thought nothing changed. So much changed in the spiritual world because you were dead with Christ and you are now alive with Christ. And therefore, there is no bondage in your life at all. You might think there is. You might well think there is. If you have a propensity to alcohol, perhaps you have a problem with, how can we put this? With gambling. I don't know. There may well be a problem that you slip constantly. Constantly you slip and you think, this is crazy. Why can't I break free from this? The point I'm trying to make here, beloved, is you may not realize that you have broken free, but if you are one with Christ, you have broken free. Why have you broken free? Because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Because of what God is saying to us through this scripture. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. That's the point. Do we know it? Where you are now, what you are thinking now, where you happen to be now, do you know that your sinful self, your old sinful self, was crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives? Do you know that? Is that a truth that you know, or do you need to be reminded of it constantly? I know I do. But this is what this scripture is doing today. It is reminding us that Satan has no hold in our lives. The evil one has no right to our lives. And it is up to us to break free. You know, I can remember many years ago sitting in church, and the pastor of my church was talking about sin, and he said, there's a way to stop sinning. And I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be good. And he said, this is the way to stop sinning. You stop. You simply stop. And I said to him, that's all very well for you to say. It's all very easy for you to say. But what he was saying, beloved, is absolutely right. When you are sinning constantly, whatever the sin, you need to stop. And I know you can't do it alone. But that is why there is someone glorious, someone so wonderful. That is why the Mighty Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Savior is there to help you. I'm not saying you've got to stop sinning all on your own. Okay, I'm a gambler, so I've just got to stop going in betting shops. I've got to stop looking online for gambling. I've got to do that. But I can't, because it's gotten a hold of me. So what do I do? This is what you do. You say, Lord God Almighty, I am stuck and I am bound in this sin that I continually do over and over again. Lord, by your word, I ask you in the name of Jesus to let me break free. Let me break free, Lord, with your help. In verse 12, Romans the 6th chapter says, do not let sin control the way you live, nor give in to your sinful desires. I'll say that again. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. That means, in all of this, with God helping you, there is an element of self-control. That means you've got to do your bit too. Oh boy, that's hard. Oh boy, that's hard. Yes, yes, it is hard. But to live in the glory of Almighty God, it's what needs to be done. Verse 14 says, sin is no longer your master. For you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live, says Paul, under the freedom of God's grace. And that is the crux of it all. You live under the freedom of God's grace. You're not bound by law. You are bound by God's grace, which means he is there to help you. He is there to forgive you. He is there to love you. He is there to look after you. And what's more, he will never ever leave you nor forsake you. Know this, beloved. When you are struggling, when that sin seems to be so difficult to break free of, when you are in struggle, the Lord Jesus Christ is right there. And he says, I'm going to help you with your self-control. I'm going to help you, because all you need to do is turn to me. Instead of doing what you were going to do, turn to me and look at me instead. Gaze upon my glory, and I will be there for you. Father, we thank you for this word. Thank you for your word today, Lord, and we give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. Amen and amen.